Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Good evening, community of faith.
Good evening, good evening.
Good to have you with us tonight.
It is, as soon as I find you.
I can't even find you, and you're sitting right in front of me.
There you are. There you are.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hopefully, you had a good day today. Happy Valentine's Day to all y'all. Hopefully, you was out with your Valentine somewhere today. And if nothing else, at least you're having macaroni and cheese tonight. That's what we had for our Valentine meal was macaroni and cheese, vegetable soup, but we didn't even get out the banana pudding. We might have to do it right during the show and have all of you watch us eat our banana pudding.
Well, that would be rude. Y'all come on over and we'll share.
Y'all come on back now, you hear? Quote Brother Roger, yellow belled oxy. Is that me or you? All right. Good to have all y'all with us.
Hello, Rebecca.
Shares are sent. Well, most of them. And it's good to have you with us. You know, it's a very, very interesting situation, this Valentine's deal. Because really, Valentine's is a pagan holiday. Let's see how many cards and
really?
See how many cards and letters I can receive tonight. Wait, I'm not trying to make an enemy on purpose. Sister Rebecca, what did you have for supper? Or are you like me? A bottle of water.
Yeah, what did you have, Dan?
Yeah, we forgot to ask Brother Dan what he had for supper. The chat is up. People are there. And the people are there.
Rebecca had spaghetti and meatballs. Yum.
Good place to rest the mouse. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Glad to have you with us any night, every night. All of our friends around the world, Europe and Asia and Russia, Japan, South Korea, Africa, South America, North America. We just got you all, y'all all over the place. And we're glad for each one of you.
Awesome.
And it is. It's really awesome. And, you know, I like to mention the names of the different nations that's with us. And, you know, I heard somebody say one time, well, no, that's just bragging. Well, it's not bragging. Acknowledging our friends. South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana. Spain and France, Great Britain, Netherlands, Germany, Hungary, Estonia, Sweden, Russia, the Philippines is back on the list, South Korea, Japan. That's awesome.
We'd love to be your Valentine's, Rebecca.
So welcome, all you guys.
Welcome, welcome.
That's just all y'all folk from around the world there. And those are the people that have actually reached 1% of the listening audience on this program. And that's something. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. Let me say it different. Let's say... Because, you know, Valentine's Day is a pagan holiday. I was trying to get a little fight out of somebody, but nobody's fighting yet. It's interesting.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, is it really? I mean, it truly is, or where did it originate from? I thought it was a Hallmark idea.
Well, Saint Valentine was a saint.
Okay.
But the little arrow guy.
The Cupid?
Is Greek mythology.
Oh, really?
The god of Eros. Brother Dan said Amy's organic grilled veggie pizza.
Oh, yum. That's really good. Amy's makes a lot of good stuff, actually.
Oh, this is, I thought it was his daughter made it for him.
Oh, no, Amy's is a name brand of organic foods, and well, I think most of them.
Well, oh no, Amy is his daughter.
Is she?
He has a daughter named Amy, yes.
So Amy's is also a brand name of organic vegetarian
food. Oh, y'all, excuse us while we just argue about Dan's daughter. All right, it'll be okay. Everybody's happy here. Well, you know, Rebecca, Walmart had a lot of flowers there, but Dan usually does a better job of bringing flowers into the house than I do.
That's true, I do.
And so what we will do is we'll bring the flowers in that she wants in. And it's like, wow, look at the flowers that you bought me for us. Wait, I bought you for us, me. But I did feed her good at lunch.
He did.
We had macaroni and cheese, vegetable soup.
An amazing chips and dip.
Chips and bean dip.
No bean dip.
What is it?
No bean dip.
No bee?
No bean dip.
There's no beans in it?
Uh-huh.
What's in it?
Like Velveeta cheese and cream cheese and no bean chili mix. And don't give me excuses. He's waiting for the half off sale for tomorrow. Me too, kind of.
I didn't give you an excuse. Actually, we've kind of lived all day long and just forgot that it was there. Until I sat down and said, oh my, now I got to say something about Valentine's. Happy Valentine's, hon.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Just so you know, she didn't wake up saying happy Valentine to me either. So there. That's all right. The cool thing about marriage when you enjoy it is you don't have to have a special day to treat the one you love special.
She's really going to nail you for that one.
Bring it on, Rebecca. I ain't afraid of you. Let's go, girl.
Aww. Love that.
Happy Valentine's Day from a beaver or something. What is that?
Is it a beaver or is it
cat?
A cat with a hat on or?
Or a bulldog with a smashed face.
Something.
So welcome aboard, guys. Going to have a good time tonight. Elma, you fired up about Monday night at the program called Establishing Your Faith with the Community of Faith, led by the author and finisher
of
our faith, Jesus the Christ. When you think about it that way, you realize that as soon as you were born again, Jesus came to live in you, and he's the author of your faith. So from that day forward, you learn how to be led from the inside out, not from the top side down.
Amen.
Which I think is a pretty cool understanding. And we're just kind of waiting around for everybody else to get caught up. Let's go. Hello. It's Monday night. Let's get going here.
Everybody's still trying to get their dinner done.
Well, they may all still be out with the love of their life.
Oh, that's true. Out to dinner for Valentine's Day. That's true.
Could
and Phyllis,
be.
She got to go to the Caribbean for her Valentine's Day. So she's probably totally ticked, too.
I think it's awesome that Phyllis got to go.
Oh, I do, too. She's the only one that thinks it isn't awesome.
I'm going to do a little, somewhat of a recap tonight of Driven by Eternity. And go back and grab some of those verses. And it's a good time for us to just do some talking about it and digesting of it in our lives, so that when, as we go away, we have this thing solidized into our life, because that's such a powerful series. But it's not just a wonderful thing to sit down and watch. It is literally the salvation of your soul in the last days. It just literally is the salvation of your soul in these last days. And one of the most amazing parts of it is he paints the picture so well about having the fear of the Lord and the love of the Lord, and how they build you into a giant force for God. And then all of a sudden you don't have any. I think I will have some Amy's Organic Grilled Veggie Pizza. That is really, sounds like a really good meal, Brother Dan. Really, really, really good meal. So, it seems like so far, this is us, and we're going to have to just kick this thing off. And let the rest of them catch up to us. Now, I do want to say one more thing before we get started here, and that is this. We sent most of you a video of a man talking about fasting. Now, you may not have watched that video because you're like, well, we just came through the fast, Pastor. I'll watch it next year. I really want to encourage you to watch this video. And I was just talking with Brother Dan about it, and I realized, you know, I don't know the ones that Sister Leanne sent out, what she said with it, but I actually, when I sent it out, made it sound like, oh, you got to do this fast with us. And I wasn't meaning it that way. The greatest thing to learn from the video from this man, who is a cardiologist, is how to live your life physiologically, nutritionally sound. I don't know if he would call himself a nutritionist, but he sure knows what he's talking about.
He knows the reaction that food has on the organs in our bodies.
Well, there you go.
Not a nutritional stand, or, you know, the standpoint of a nutrition is from the reaction of your body organs based on nutrition they receive.
And as a cardiologist, he's always trying to help people not have heart attacks, get their blood pressure down, get off insulin, and get off all their meds. Well, what that does now, when you listen to him, you realize, wait, he's talking about using fasting in order to eat right, but he's not even talking about it biblically. He's just talking about the physical process of not eating food. And so I encourage every one of you that's heard us talk about that, I encourage you, please listen to the video. From a nutritional point of view.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to go on a 40-day fast the day you hear it. It's how to live a life of.
Yes. So if I sent it to you and you thought, man, Pastor, I ain't doing no 40-day fast with you. I'm not trying to get you to do a 40-day fast. I want you to hear the nutrition.
Yes.
The nutritional side of this man. Roger Yellow Belt is watching.
Yellow Belt Oxy.
Yellow Belt Oxy, welcome. Carolyn Foster is watching with us.
Welcome, Carolyn.
Carolyn, it's good to have you with us tonight. Tell your old man we said hello. Tell the man, salute. It's good to have you guys with us anytime you come on by. Now, let me say something to you about this. You might be like, Pastor, you got a nutritionalist and a guy talking about fasting and lower your blood pressure and get off insulin medication. Yeah. And so I'm changing my tune a little bit here because I want you to see this video. It's called The Insane Benefits of Fasting. But
there's so much more to it.
When you listen to what the doctor says, he's a cardiologist. He's trying to help you not have a heart attack, get off all your meds, get rid of blood pressure and insulin. Get rid of it all.
Any medication, yeah.
And he, in his own private study to help his patients live, he began to take record of what they were eating, how they were eating, and he began to say, yeah, but if you eat this food, it's going to trigger this in your body, and you don't have to do that. And his patients get off all their meds.
This actually, he talks about it reversing the signs of dementia, beginning dementia.
Yes.
And Alzheimer's disease even.
Yes, even to the to reversing that. And many of them totally don't even have it.
Right.
Just, it's completely gone. So even though it's talking about fasting, please listen to it for nutrition.
Yes.
Because you'll hear him and you'll be like, wow, that really makes sense. And you'll be like, wow, I'm doing that. You're going to just, right while you're listening, you're going to be like, oh, I'm doing that right there. That's gone. I ain't doing that no more. I am not doing that, and I'm doing that right there. And immediately, you're gonna enjoy this, and you'll send it to other people, but they got it titled wrong.
They do.
They really have it titled wrong. But it's okay, because when you send it, you can say, this guy's in, you're going to call him a nutritionalist, and really, he's a cardiologist. But he's solid on his physiology.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read the testimonies that's in the comment section, you're going to find one that you relate to and be like, all right, I'm listening to what that guy said. Look, wait. I listened to the video. Now I've read some comments. Now, how do I make this work for me? Your doctor may not even accept this video. I don't even know how anybody trusts a doctor anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a good one. Since I came to North Dakota, I haven't needed one, and I don't have one. And in actuality, I plan on living the rest of my life without needing a doctor. Well, Pastor, you can't do that. Happy Valentine's. I already did. So if I've not sent you the video and you want it, you're somebody that's out here watching and we don't know about you, shoot me a messenger link. I won't tell everybody in the whole universe about you that you called, you asked me to send it to you. But I would love to have you study this because
you change your life.
Can you imagine getting off all your meds and not having to take any meds and having a completely healthy body? I have just lost.
Feeling good.
I've just lost about 25 pounds. I've dropped 2 pant sizes. I have not felt this good probably since the last time I was in these pant sizes, all right, inside my physical body. And I want to share that with you because what I found isn't a wonder pill. He actually says on there, I don't have anything to sell you. I want you to be healthy.
Amen.
And that's a wonderful thing. Now, make sure you text me, message me, and say, Pastor Sam, send that to me because I want to be a part of it and listen. And it's a YouTube video. It's not like it's going to cost you any money.
Nope. It only takes an hour and a half, and it can change your life.
Roger, Yellow Belt, Rebuking First Book, we can see you.
are on Facebook.
You are on there.
And we're so happy to have you with us.
We're happy to have you with us. You are here, Roger.
We only take thyroid and high blood pressure, iron, and vitamins. All right.
Mary, Pastor Rick.
Right.
This is Mary and Pastor Rick.
Oxy wants to, send you.
Yellow Belt Oxy, we can see you on Facebook, and you're really good over there. We like it.
And I will send you the video in your messenger right now.
Roger, Yellow Belt Oxy.
Maybe I'll go to Zoom. You can go to Zoom, but you're here on Facebook just fine.
You're on Facebook, Roger. And wait. Watch this. I'm waving my hand. I'm waving my hand on February 14th, 2022. I know there's been a lot of people that said, Pastor, I can't even tell if you're alive or not. Well, type in there and say, hey, Pastor, if you're alive, wave your hand at me. I'll wave. I'm always alive. For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about, don't worry about it. It's just the joy of live live streaming. It's amazing. Powerful tool. Right now, we're all over Europe on Blog Talk Radio. Who knows how many of you are there on Facebook and YouTube, but welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you here. We always talk about what we have for supper, but Roger hasn't said what he had for supper yet, and neither has Carolyn Foster.
I haven't seen Carolyn. But I'm so glad you did.
We want to know what you had for supper. Because you didn't post a picture of it on Facebook. Now I don't know. Who do you think you are? You're my friend. I need to know what you had for supper. Mary Pastorick, what'd you have for Valentine's supper, ma'am?
Oh, yeah. Mary always has fun.
Mary probably had red velvet cake and... heart-shaped pork chops and...
What is it? What is the restaurant's name? Railway?
All right. That's good, too.
Mary had leftovers.
I like leftovers. That's what we had today.
Yep.
It was good, too.
It was. Well, by leftovers, we mean it's all been in the freezer for the last month and a half. We pulled it out and thawed it out, and it was good.
We sat here, Mary, saying, if only Mary was here to cook for us. Well, not really, but it was a good thought.
For Gwen.
All right, well, we might as well get started. Looks like this is us. And... glad to have you with us tonight. We're going to kind of do a recap of Driven by Eternity. And it's interesting how God leads us as we go through this.
Yum, Roger.
Look at Roger. Yeah. I had coffee, but not just the grounds. He put water in it. Pork, rice, mushrooms, and a wonton.
Yo!
What's a wonton? I forgot what that is.
It's those little doughy folded up things.
Oh, crab rangoon thing?
Canned dog food with a pierogi around it, sort of. But a lot of people seem to enjoy them, so...
Well, all right then. Wow. That's true, Mary. That's a good one. And we will we can go back there and grab that tonight and talk about it a little bit and just work this. It's good to work it in when you get this kind of an inundation of God's word. You want to take a couple of days and just work it in. Work it in. What, fingers, toes, knees, what was it? the song they used to sing for little kids, fingers, toes,
yeah,
knees, and eyes,
wow,
ears.
Wow, I don't remember.
Wow, that's been a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's One Ton Soup. Oh, One Ton Soup. It's a soup?
One Ton Soup, yeah. There's always egg drop and wonton that has those floaty things in it. It's clear liquid with...
How do I not know what this is? I just walk by that dish.
Next time we go to the Chinese restaurant, I'll point it out to you.
I mean, I'm a Chinese buffet guy to the core.
Yeah.
Is it on the buffet over here?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, they have the fried ones that are by themselves, and then they have the soup right next to the egg.
And it's in soup.
In the hot.
This wonton dog food thing's in soup.
Yeah. Or you can have it. Fried too,
well, just so you know, this is just a very powerful spiritual principle that if you focused enough on what you're doing in life, all the other stuff don't matter. I don't even know that this even exists.
It's because you're zoomed in on hot and sour soup when we're there and nothing else matters.
I don't even realize this exists next to my hot and sour soup.
You know, Mary, I'm glad you said that because I do remember him talking about confrontation, but I'm sitting here thinking, what was it that he said about that? I do remember him talking about it.
He said, if you don't like confrontation, you're filled with pride.
Really?
That's what he said.
Wow, I must need to listen to that again.
Now, wait. I will pull up my notes and read it to you. As a matter of fact, I have a book that would help you understand that if you don't like confrontation, that you got a pride problem.
So what about blessed to be the peacemakers?
What about blessed be the peacemakers?
That's a verse in the Bible. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall see the kingdom of God.
Blessed be the peacemakers. What about them? Let's see. Be a peacemaker.
Yeah,
but wait.
Be a peacemaker.
Wait, not a peacekeeper. A peacemaker.
Right.
Usually a peacemaker has to exert some dominion so that everybody in the unpeaceful side settles down to peaceful.
Can't win an argument, but you can win a debate. Now, there are words of wisdom right there, Roger.
But if you're going to win a debate, you got to have a moderator and voting members.
Amen.
And in all your marriage disputes, you don't usually have that. A moderator and voting members. All right. It is time to start once again, like it was 8 minutes ago.
All right, here we go.
For those of you that weren't a part of this morning's program, that was a good one. And I thank God for the Word of God, because if you just believe what you read, rather than read what you believe, your life will change. That's another great statement that Brother John makes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my statement is, why don't you just pull the Bible out and read it for what it actually says? Find out what the Bible actually says about this specific word, and then go after it. I'm doing some different studies right now. This morning, in that one study, came the word diligent. The Bible has a lot to say about being diligent. And it's interesting that that word diligent is in so many parts of your Christian life. God rewards those who diligently seek him. He doesn't reward those who diligently complain to him.
No, in fact, he was liable to send some snakes your way.
The gripers get
the
vipers.
Whoa, no.
But remember, We got a snake on a pole. It somehow represents Jesus. All right. How do we take and rescue this Valentine's Day preview from where it's at to starting the program?
We could do the pledge.
All right. It is 22 minutes till. I think what we're going to do is we're going to just pause and pray for a minute, and then we'll kick this thing alive, and we'll just get started right away here and head right on into the Word of God for tonight. And, you know, be a part of what God's doing by taking this Driven by Eternity curriculum and meditating in it tonight. And, you know, let's do this. I think I'm going to have you make a post in the family thread that says, as a reminder, after your Valentine's date, come and join us as we meditate in Driven by Eternity. How's that sound?
All right.
You don't have to use my words. I would appreciate it if you use your words that said something like that. How's that sound? I don't know. I'm trying to get out what I'm trying to say. Just need to make sure that you got what I'm getting out, what I was trying to get out when I was trying to get it out to say it. Sunday guys is with us. Welcome, Sunday. Good to have you with us. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For your wonderful love, your mercy, and your grace. On this day, pretty much all over the world has celebrated a day of love. And a day of happiness and a day of togetherness. People have feasted and people have shared chocolates and candies and flowers and hearts. And in the effort to have love, be in love, or find love. In the name of Jesus, may every person who is here this evening be filled with your love. And enjoy the blessings of life, the blessings of love that you bring to us every day. Truly, Lord, the greatest love that any of us could ever have is the love that we receive from you. So, Jesus, thank you that on that day you said there is no greater love then a man would lay down his life for a friend. And you stretched out your arms. And you gave your life for ours. And we thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We bless our troops. We bless the families of the fallen. We honor those who today, whose lives have been changed forever. Never again the same, never to be the same. The families that will forever be changed. We honor them tonight and we ask you, Father, that your hand of blessing, your hand of mercy, your hand of grace will be with them. Lord, may their family feel their love from heaven as they're looking down in the great cloud of witnesses. And now, Lord, tonight, as we are here in this program, bless every one of us that we take advantage of the love that you have so freely given it, that we receive it, that we enjoy it, that we grow in it, that we become strong and powerful and mighty and are able to not only have it in our own life, but take it and give it and share it and be a blessing to other people's lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And on this night, like every other night, all across this nation, we bless our peacemakers, wherever they may be. We bless our family and friends, wherever they may be. May the hand of God's awesome love and mercy and grace be with them all. Holy Spirit, not only do we say in a prayer that you are our welcome guest, but we always thoroughly expect and submit ourselves to you to lead us and direct us in this time of worship, this time of study, as you called it, establishing our faith. So, Lord, for all that you do for us, for your wonderful love and mercy and grace, we give you glory and honor and praise tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. And now, let's give you a few quick announcements here, and then we'll get ourselves started in our study for this evening. We're going to just go and go through some of our notes that we took. I know some of you said that it was like trying to take a sip of water out of a fire hydrant.
Oh my goodness.
With Brother John, and that's all right. I understand that. But I'd actually get some notes taken. And if you got something taken in one of them, I got the book right here. And we can actually go right here and pull the pretty close to the actual statement that he makes right out of the book. And it'll be a way that we can digest what it is that God said to us and what he is saying to us about 2022. God said, 2022, I am rewarding you. I think this is, you know, God always gives us a statement at the beginning of the year. And I like this one. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee immediately. I'm going to go ahead and turn YouTube on. And then he gave us for a January verse of the month, I am your exceeding great reward. I am rewarding everyone according to their work. That was the verse that where God said to Abraham at the beginning of his time, he said to Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. And here's the revelation of it. God is taking every one of us to a new level this year. And right at the very, 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 very beginning of the year, he just said, I am rewarding you. And how's he going to reward me, Pastor? Because you're diligently seeking him. Now, our February verse of the month is, I am performing the exceedingly, take your focus off the naturally. I feel like I need to post this one again just to bring us back to that focus.
Yeah.
Try it again. I feel like I need to post this one again. See if I can bring us back to that focus.
Amen. Do that.
Jesus. Let me try it one more. You guys are doing a good job. I got to get our beloved Facebook to function in a way that makes sense. There we go. It's getting better. We're getting there. Don't know how it turned out, but we'll take a look at it and see. Well, at least you can read it there. Now, let's read it again. Our verse of the month for February is, I am performing the exceedingly. Take your focus off of the naturally. Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to keep you, who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of thee immediately. When you begin to think about what it is that God's saying to you and I about this year, we have nothing. I'm learning how to get my words in better shape than what they've been. Heard Dr. Winston preach a message one time that said, if you're going to function at a new level, you got to eat and talk at a new level. And so I'm learning how I've got some language I speak that's got to get turned around. And I got to start saying it at the next level, which is this. Get out of the negatives and stay into the faith zone. You don't have to have an EH question mark at the end of every sentence.
Okay.
For all of our friends who are in Canada, north of the border, we love you. We're proud of you. We're fighting alongside of you. And we're believing God to do a mighty work inside of your lives. And so, stay the course. Stay the course. You guys are doing a good job. However, you don't have to have an A. Behind every word, some of you don't know how to laugh with that, but it's a good one. All right. So thank God for where he's taking us. Now, in this year already, I want you to think about what's gone on already this year. We've had so many immediately's already this year that it's been absolutely amazing where God has taken us. Number one, we did the whole book of Revelation twice. Yes, I was expecting a little bit more of an amen out of everybody than that, but it's all right. I know it takes a little bit of time for the internet to get caught up to what all y'all are saying. Where did my notes? Thank you, Rebecca. Oh, my goodness. So, to think about doing the book of Revelation once, that was awesome. But then to say, hey, you know what? Why don't we just all sit down on a Sunday and do it again? And then we did. All right. Goodness sakes alive. That was a pretty good immediately.
Okay, I'm here.
And then when you think about it, then right after that, the Holy Spirit said, it's time to do Driven by Eternity series. Well, I don't usually like to do two series so close to each other because not everybody can be a part of the series. But listen, there's only one thing to do, and that's obey the Holy Spirit. He has a perfect agenda. Have you noticed that? He has a very perfect agenda. And what's important to you and I is that we're always following his agenda. And so now here we are. It's February the 14th. We've already read the book of Genesis and Exodus. We've read the book of Job, and now we're into the book of Leviticus. And isn't it something that within 45 days of the beginning of the year, we've gotten all of this accomplished together as a ministry? That's a pretty good year. That's a good start on any year. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. That's a good start on the year. And attending the Fall Holy Spirit Conference in
San Diego.
You might say, wow, Pastor, I've done all that since the beginning of the year. Yep, we got it done. And many of you fasted greater than you've ever fasted before. And we ourselves just finished a 40-day fast just like that. I used to be worried about saying that because I didn't want anybody to think I was in pride. And I'm going to tell you something. With the information, when you see God's word and then this information I just got for you, it's going to make 40-day fast seem like that to you. And it's going to put it in the grip of any person within the reach of them. I'm not telling you to start one today. It's not even the beginning of the month or anything. I'm telling you to start it in March. No. No. I'm encouraging you.
Yeah, we just want to encourage you.
I'm encouraging you to listen to this video of this doctor, cardiologist, that can really change your physiologicalness. He's talking about fasting, but really he's talking about nutrition. He just uses fasting as a portion of nutrition. And so when you think about that, we've done all of that in 45 days in this year.
We have accomplished a lot already.
I am the God of the answers.
Thank you, God.
And the God of the immediate. Yes. Immediately. And so I encourage you to just get involved. Hang on to the shirt tails. If you feel like we're flapping you in the breeze, just hang on. Pretty soon you'll get one foot down and then another and then another and then another, and you'll be running right alongside of us. And all you got to do is say, Lord, I might want to get in a whole lot deeper than where Pastor's going right now, but I trust you are leading him, and here we go. Let's get it done. Because you know what? You can be an island unto yourself out there functioning without the body. But you will never be strong until you're hooked into a body where you can just get the life flow of Jesus. The life flow of Jesus isn't outside of the body. The life flow of Jesus is inside the body. And there's many people like, I don't need to be a part of a church. I don't need to be a pastor. I can just go do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. And I'm going to love Jesus and tell people about God that, you know, you can't. You'll stand before him at the judgment seat someday going, oops. Because he's going to say, I sent you to help that pastor get that work done and create that body so that all y'all could go get this thing done around the world. Oh, now, wait a minute. Think about it. We've done all of this, everything we've done on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook Live. And Zoom now. See, when all of a sudden you begin to look at this, you begin to realize, wait a minute, we are a part of a powerful force. Why wouldn't somebody want to come and be a part of what we're doing? Well, Pastor, maybe they don't like to talk like we do. They don't have to talk like we do. You don't have to do this. But come and be a part of it and grow and develop with us every single night in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Is that a good word? I wanted to add that usually with those of you on YouTube, I like to just start right out with the preaching because that gives me the ability to have a platform that's just straight up the message and I don't have to do any editing. But it's good that we talk about these things to even for those of you on YouTube, anybody that watched the message again, because it's important that you see, wait, we're getting some things accomplished. Our money for the radio station in Kansas City is growing. And here we go. Next thing you know, we're going to be preaching in Kansas City. And then in many other places as God leads us into that. And You know, what's amazing is God's taken us to a new level of him. I'm the God of the answers, and I'm the God of the immediately. You know what that means? He wants to give you some immediate answers.
Amen. We receive
them,
Lord.
Amen. Amen. And we receive these answers in Jesus' name. Now, tonight, we're going to study again important processes, the different things that we learned from the Holy Spirit this last week through Brother John Bevere's ministry as he taught us Driven by Eternity. So, grab your Bibles, get your notepad, get your pen, and let's dive into the Word of God. Now, let me see. I can get my notes to get over to this other screen. Everybody pray. Everybody pray in the spirit for a minute. We got to do a spiritual work. Jeez. What is going on? Let me try this. Put that over there like that. Hide it down here in the corner. See if that's getting in my way. Pastor, what are you saying all that in tongues for? Because I'm having trouble getting this app to function with the other apps, and you got to get over here. You ready? Going. Nope. Isn't that interesting? When it bumps into one of my browser screens on the other page, it stops moving, and it shuts off.
Why are you slamming me into this other one?
Now watch this. Here comes Blog Talk Radio back. Some of you have never experienced this yet, but, yep, Blog Talk Radio's back. That's cool. Seem to be functioning friendly over here. That's nice. Thanks for getting along, guys. Appreciate it. See if I can get my Bible back now. Everybody pray for the Bible to show up. Oh, there's the Bible. Hallelujah. And let's click over here. Go back. We did it.
Woo!
Now, you might be like, Pastor, why do you talk about all this stuff? Well, you know, in case you're a newbie out there and you're just trying to get started what we're actually doing, I want to encourage you. In television, they like everything perfect. On live streaming, it doesn't have to be perfect, although you want it perfect. But just like that, I can sit here all day long and move my note screen from this one to that one. And literally, when my note screen bumped up against the browser that Blog Talk Radio's in, it shut it off. Now, I want to encourage you what I just did. This is technology. I just moved all those pages over, put them in my minimize tray, moved my notes in, popped them back up, and everybody's getting along. Now, you might be like, I don't even know what it means, Pastor. No, you don't. But there's somebody out there listening to me right now that knows exactly what I'm talking about, and they're going, wow, look at what he just said. Now, let's get everything back open back up where it's supposed to be. Here we go. There we go. We're going to go now to Exodus chapter 20. Can I get an I love the word out of anybody, mostly the amen corner? They're all eating. All right, then. Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to do 18 through 26. Exodus chapter 20, 18 through 26. Let me just check another verse or two while you're all joining me and finding me. Exodus chapter 20, verses 18 through 26. Yep. All right. So I just had the Holy Spirit add some more verses to what I'm doing here. So there, I think we're ready. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. What's the title today, Pastor? God is taking you to the promiser. God is taking me to the promiser. And this is right out of John's book. Letting everybody get ready. Here we go. Hold up our Bible. Let's make our confession. The Bible says we get to have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says.
Because he is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God is making his word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God and plant him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return and
in
my spirit, soul, and body.
In
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Exodus chapter 20. And Moses has been on a mountain with God. He's received the Ten Commandments. And he's come down to talk to the people. Now watch this. Now all the people witnessed the thunderings, lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, "You speak with us, and we will hear you. But let not God speak with us, lest we die." Interesting statement, isn't it? And Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin." So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Now, go with me to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3. Now, Pastor, how does this have to do with anything that Brother John Bevere said? John Bevere made a very powerful statement at the beginning of his teaching that said, God, when God brought the children of Israel out, where was he taking them?
To the promised land.
Somebody type it in. When God brought the children of Israel out, where was he taking them? This is one of the most powerful principles of this group of teachings we just heard. Because every one of us as New Testament believers are going to say, he's taking us to the promised land. And if you watch that one Disney movie, they wrote a song. We're going to the promised land. All right? If you're a VeggieTale nut, they sang a song. We're going to the promised land. All right? But I want you to notice something. Look, go with me to Exodus chapter 3. Look at this. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. Exodus 3, 1 through 4. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. He led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of the bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and says, Moses. And Moses said, I have found a talking bush. Moses said, here am I. Moses wasn't up on the mountain to find God. Moses was up on the mountain to find grass for his sheep. But Moses got on Mount Sinai, which is later known as Mount Horeb and the mountain of God, different peaks on the same mountain. And Moses not only found grass for the sheep, he found God. All right, now watch this. Let's go down to verse 7. And we're going to just keep reading some verses, so just keep kind of track of these verses as we go. 7, the Lord said, I've really seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and they've heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, Hivites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and all the rest of it. Therefore, behold, the children of Israel have come to me, and I've also seen the oppression with which Egyptians oppress them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people out of the land of Israel. And Moses said, Lord, them boys are trying to kill me, and I, abidi, 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 I don't think I can get that done. Now, let's go down to verse 17. And I will bring you out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanite, Hivite, Amorite, Jebusite, to the land flowing milk and honey. Then they will heed your voice, and you shall come, you and all the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt. And you shall say to him, the Lord God, the Hebrews have met with us, and now please let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may go sacrifice to the Lord our God. God was bringing them out of Egypt to come to him. And when you start following the line of verses through the book of Exodus, God did everything he could do. God did everything he did to get them out of Egypt, to prove himself to them, and then test their heart to see if they would follow him. They were in slavery. They had to renew their mind. Have you ever felt like you're in slavery before as a believer? Well, I have. I've been bound by all kinds of religious stuff. I'm not afraid to say that. Now, when you get to chapter 19 of Exodus, God called Moses up, verse 3, 19:3. He said, thus you will say to the house of Jacob, tell the children of Israel. Verse 4, see what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings. Now therefore, if you will indeed keep my voice and my covenant, you will be my special treasure to me above all the earth. So now they're at the mountain. Moses is up on the mountain talking to God. Verse 9, watch this. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I come to you in a thick cloud that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. The Lord said, go to the people, consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Let them be ready, for on the third day, the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of the people. All right? Well, verse 15, he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings, thick cloud on the mountain. Sound of the trumpet was very loud. They could hear a trumpet sounding. What is the trumpet sound? The presence of God showing up. What are the truckers doing in Ottawa? They are announcing God has arrived in Canada.
Hallelujah.
All the people trembled. When Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was completely in a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. It's an earthquake. Ready? With about 3 million people around it. Mount Sinai is a tall mountain. So 3 million people are going to be able to see that thing smoking and shaking. And more than likely, they're going to feel all of the shaking. Watch what it says. I'm in 19. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke and God answered him by voice. Now,
heard him audibly.
But what did the people do? I'm back in Exodus 20, verse 18. All the people witnessed the thunderings, the lightnings, the flashing, the sound of the trumpet, the mountain smoking. When the people saw it, they trembled and stood afar off. They said to Moses, why don't you speak to us? And we'll speak to you, and then you go talk to God and come back to us, because look at what it says. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. And the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Now let's talk about a few of these notes from this chapter. Now, I believe I got this. Let me just go here and see. I believe this was from chapter 5. Yes, this is chapter 5. And what's that?
The last verses weren't the ones you just read. That were in 18:20.
It was Exodus. I mean, Exodus 20. But it's okay. We'll all find our place. Now, think about this statement. The fear of the Lord will keep you aware you are in the sight of God and keep you in proper order in God. I'll make that statement again, because what we're dealing with here is the fear of the Lord. This is the basic foundational doctrine of everything that was in this series, was you and I becoming very aware of the fear of the Lord in our lives. Now, many people are like, Pastor, I don't even know that I want the fear of the Lord. I don't want to be afraid of God anymore. Well, God doesn't want you afraid of him either, in any sense of the word. But when you start to study this, you'll remember Brother John said this, the manifestation of the fear of the Lord is obedience. Remember he told the story about going and seeing Moses with Charlton Heston and the earth opening up and swallowing all those people? And he said, I was real close to God for about 13 days till I forgot about that movie. What was it? The fear of the Lord created an obedience factor inside of Moses. Now, I want you to remember this statement, and you're going to have to write it down if it's not something that comes to you very naturally. Here, I can post it. If all you have is fear, it's going to be easy for you to become a legalist. If all you have is the love of God, it's going to be very easy for you to become lawless. If all you have is fear, your danger is the legalist. If all you have is love, you become lawlessness. What did Jesus say would be the number one sin in the last days? Lawlessness. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Let's find that verse. I don't have that reference here. Thank you. Please. Can you help me?
Yeah.
My love.
Absolutely.
Now, when we go back and we begin to get this picture in our mind, then all of a sudden we're starting to look at this saying, now, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be afraid of God. But it is going to help me know how to navigate these last days and get myself in proper order. Many people say, when you start talking about the fear of the Lord, I don't get it, Pastor, because I don't want to be afraid of God. God doesn't want you to be afraid of him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that word fear is the word respect. Now, as he was teaching this, I could see in my mind's eyes, and you might not have the same view that I've had throughout my life, but I've watched this being a pastor, I've watched this manifest in people's lives. The people who only think of the fear of the Lord, they're the most extreme legalists you'll ever find. And everything with them is about the laws, the rules, the laws, the rules, the laws, the rules, do it this way, laws, rules, law. And they usually have a real long finger, bony finger of condemnation. And they get that scrunched forehead look.
You're going to scare Sophie.
But who wants to live under that threat?
Nobody.
All day long. So God doesn't want you living underneath that threat. But let's go back to this. You got it right there in your notes. Copy it down. Write it out. If all you have is the fear, is fear, your danger will be legalism. If all you have is love, your danger will be lawlessness. Now let's go look at it. Matthew 24. 12. Now, I'm bringing to you the verse of scripture that God gave me and the thought he gave me before the program started today. Now, I want you to, as I'm speaking, if you say, you know, Pastor, he made this statement, and I can't quite remember it, I want you to write it out real quick. Just pause in whatever we're doing. Write that note out real quick so that in a minute, you'll have a note to share with us. Type it in, and we'll be able to say, let's grab some other thoughts from other people here. Now, watch this verse. Matthew 24, and 14 is the verse we're looking for, and actually, that's verses 3 through 14. You want to put that in for reference? Thank you. And then we're going to actually start in verse 10 through 14. I know I just gave Sister Lan a whole big mess, but the most important verses are the reference verse. You already put the verse in, and I'm going to do 10 through 14. And many will be offended. Then many will be offended and will betray one another. Well, if you have the fear of the Lord based on the word of God, you're not going to betray somebody. Why? Because you'll know that betrayal is not, you're going to lose your reward. And when you stand before Jesus, well, you might not get to stand before Jesus if you're in betrayal. Does that make sense what I'm saying? And they will hate one another. Well, we all know hate isn't of God, so you and I are going to say, well, I'm not a betrayer and I'm not a hater. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Well, I've got a pastor, a church, and we believe the word of God, and we're not going to go astray. We're not just out chasing prophets. 12, look at this verse. Because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Because lawlessness abounds, the love of many will grow cold. Well, why is there lawlessness? There's lawlessness because people have given up the fear of the Lord for the love of God. And when you put them alongside of each other, you've got to have the fear of the Lord and you've got to have the love of the Lord. I know that it might seem just a little bit confusing. You might be like, wow, Pastor, you're taking me someplace I've never been before. Hallelujah. It's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. And he's taking us all up there. If you grew up in a church that was a legalistic church, you're going to have that long, bony finger of condemnation. Now you stop your sinning and you get your life right. You stop it right now. You stop it. And as long as you go to church and they condemn you once real good in the message, you'll go home feeling like you got something. But see, what do you got? Legalism. And now it's going to be about, well, what was the rules you gave us, Pastor? No movies greater than PG-13 or PG, just PG. What was it? I don't have to tell you one thing about anything. You got the Holy Spirit of God in there. I don't have to worry. If you don't want to vex the Spirit of God on the inside of you, before you watch any movie, you'll say, Holy Spirit, am I supposed to be watching this movie? And it won't have nothing to do with Pastor Sam, and I don't have to worry about instructing you, teaching you, and say it's only when you can see half a breast and it's not the whole breast. It's only a little knee up past, you know, just a little above the knee. Not a lot, just a little. You see how stupid that gets real quick? You have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, and there's a camcorder going in heaven of every move you make in your life. All of a sudden you go, whoops, I got the fear of God again. Yeah. That's why you need the fear of the Lord, because if you have the fear of the Lord, then you just live your life wide open. And when you start going off a little bit, the fear of the Lord's going to be, watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. And it guides you right back in the middle of the path. And you might start going over here, and the Spirit of God's going to say, watch it, watch it, watch it, watch it. And you get right back in the middle of that path. Amen. Yeah. Because of the love of the Lord, you can run wide open. Just, whoa, right to the firewall. Full throttle, as the bikers say. Lay it right on the mat, as the truck drivers would say. Wide open. And because you have the fear of the Lord and a healthy fear based on the word of God, not your church doctrine, based on the word of God, now you have a foundation that's going to always keep you right in the center of the road, right in the center of the road, right in the center of the road. You're going to stay out of that ditch, and you're going to stay out of this. Brother Kenneth E. Hagin made the statement over and over. He said, The problem with most Christians is they don't mind being in the ditch. They're like four-wheel drive people. They're over there going up and down the ditch, jumping the culverts and everything. But wait a minute. You and I are supposed to be on the center of that road, path, blazing a trail. And you're not going to get it. You're not going to get there out of just the judgment of God. And you can't get there out of just the love of God. Why are our churches filled with so much perversion right now? Because we got rid of the fear of the Lord so that we could just love everybody. Remember, at the beginning, we were talking, some of us. There's a comment here in Zoom. I like what the fellow was talking about when you didn't like confrontation. Why won't you like confrontation? Because you're concerned. I want everybody to love me. And if I start rebuking somebody or telling them the truth, they're not going to love me. They're going to go away from me. But wait, which is more important, that they hear the truth or that they feel your love as you watch them go off a cliff? Can you imagine getting to heaven and you and I know all this and we don't say it to people and they're like, they're on their way to hell and they see us in the heaven line. They're like, really? You didn't tell me how to get in that line with you? Well, I didn't want to offend you. I'm offended. I'm going to hell. You're going to heaven. I'm now eternally offended.
Wow.
This is good preaching. See, what this is so much more than just, wow, that guy was preaching good for 12 sessions. It wasn't about preaching good for 12 sessions at all. It's about establishing yourself that you need the fear of the Lord and the love of God. You not only need to see the judgment and its condemnation to hell, but the glory of the reward of heaven. But if all you see is the reward of heaven and all you want is love to get there, you're not going to get there.
Amen.
I don't like that long bony finger of condemnation, no. But I want you guys to notice something about the community of faith. From its inception, by the Holy Spirit, we've never condemned anybody for their lifestyle. You guys personally watched us with every ounce of strength we had this summer minister to crack or meth addicts in the park. And you watched as we sat there and let them be a part of our program and interrupt us and say foolish things right in the middle of the program with no fear of offending them. Why? It's not about what they're caught in the middle of. It's about what God is wanting to do to touch their lives. We gave ourselves to helping those men because lawlessness abounds, the love of many will grow cold. Why is lawlessness going to abound? Because people lose the fear of the Lord. You might say, Pastor, do I have to rebuke everybody I know who's a sinner? No, you have to. You ready? This is so amazing. You have to do what you see your Father doing. You have to say what you hear your Father saying, which is a week and a half of teaching that God gave us by the Holy Spirit just before we went in to Driven by Eternity. Right? That's what we were talking about. Why? The importance of building that walk with God so that when you got somebody standing in front of you, God can say these words. You won't know what's going on in their life. You'll say those words and their mouth will go, oh, that. And you just look at them like, know what? What you just said? I don't know. What did I just say? What do you mean you don't know what you just said? Well, what do you think I just said? And they'll tell you, you just said this, 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 and this. You're like, well, I really don't think I said that, but brother, what just happened is God Almighty spoke through me to you. And they'll be like, he sure did. You know what you do next? You say, let me tell you something about our Father. He's not a judge that wants to beat you down. He's a Father that wants to receive you. Let me show you the love of God so you're not getting that judgment anymore. Now, guys, there's judgment, but the first thing we got to hand them is not judgment. If you don't do good, God's going to crush you. Don't you want to be like me?
Nope, not so much.
And they're like, am I free to go? Let me give you another statement from the teaching. The manifestation of the fear of the Lord is obedience.
That's a good statement.
Obedience is the result of the fear of the Lord. However you want to write that out and say it. I'll put it right in there so you guys can see it. All right? Because if we're not careful, you might say, well, Pastor, he was talking about all this fear of God and judgment, and I just don't like all that. You know, I think God is the God of love, and we should just all love one another. Well, I got a word for you. Because lawlessness abounds, the love of many will grow cold. What did God say to the church in Revelation? Let's go look at it. Revelation chapter 3. I would be saying, I told you over and over and over, you refused to listen to me. And how many times I've said that to you? Amen. That's what, see, the reason why you would say that, Rebecca, is because you were not afraid to walk up and say what you heard God telling you to say to that person.
Yeah.
This reference is Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. I think it's actually one of the longest ones there is. What is this? This is the lukewarm church.
Oh, yeah.
Pastor, you're scaring me with the judgment of God. The only reason anyone would be afraid of the judgment of God is they don't realize his judgment keeps heaven clear from sin. And all you got to do is know it's there and then realize the Holy Spirit of God is going to keep you away from that judgment, and the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you.
Hallelujah.
I'm preaching pretty good right now tonight. And Brother John's not even here. Why? It's not about Brother John. Brother John was the messenger of the Holy Spirit. Tonight, I'm the messenger of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is helping us come to it. What'd you get?
Rebecca said, do the voice of Sam.
Oh, well. Well, there's a reason. I know how to shake my face and point my finger. Because I've had a few people who shook their face right in my face, just like it, in a real close-up view, and it's imprinted in my mind forever because there was no love in it. It was all judgment.
And you were just young.
And the man was one of the most loving men there was, but his position made him hard. His finger would shake and his jowls would shake. Ah, Sammy, don't call me Sammy. My name's Samuel. That's disrespectful.
It is.
But what was worse was there was no love of God being taught. Hard line. What's that create in you? a desire to get it all right. I got to the point where I didn't even want to go to that guy's church. I would get sick and get diarrhea about 5 o'clock on Sunday night because I knew I had to be in church and I'm going to be condemned and go to the altar and try to get saved again.
Wow.
Revelation chapter 3. Shall we read it?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness. Look what time it is. To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Who's talking? Jesus is talking. Well, don't resist this, even though it's a judgment. It's the fear of the Lord that's coming from me. I know your works. You're neither hot nor cold. I wish you were hot or cold. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
Wow.
Will they get to heaven if they stay in this position? No. Because you say I'm rich and have become wealthy. I have need of nothing. I do not know that, and you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. It doesn't mean run from being rich. It means know what your riches are supposed to do. Preach the gospel around the world and establish the government. Deuteronomy 8:18. Let's make sure we get that reference in. Deuteronomy 8:18. Keep going. I'm in Revelation 3:18. She's just going to add that as a reference. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire that you may be rich, white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. But they were filled with love. Verse 20, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Look at verse 21. To him who overcomes, you have to overcome. Not be overcome. You have to overcome. That's why you want the fear of the Lord and the love of the Lord working in your life at all times. I will grant to sit with me on my throne as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear. He's not talking about, do you have appendages on the side of your head? He's talking about, are you paying attention to what I'm saying? Watch this. Let me give you another statement here. You can't be one with God if you are afraid of him. If you're afraid of God, you will never be one with God. But Pastor, you're teaching us the fear of the Lord. The only thing the fear of the Lord has to be with you is, I don't want to be at the center of the road, Lord. If I start going this way, bring the fear of the Lord back about some form of judgment. Bring the fear of the Lord. What's it do? It just keeps you right in the center of the road. It doesn't matter if you start for the red, left ditch or the right ditch. It keeps you right in the center of the road. Watch them words. Watch what you're saying. Hey, don't be with them people. What are you doing watching that? Get off of that. Don't do that anymore. You should not run from that. You should welcome it and say, thank you, Jesus. Wait. I'm going to mess with Facebook and YouTube a little bit. Ready? Nobody be offended. Everybody be just a little judged. How many of you like those reels? That's what YouTube calls it. What's Facebook call it? Shorts or something?
I think that's what
Facebook calls it that too?
Yeah.
Where you just be scrolling through your news feed and all of a sudden there's one of them little movies and you watch it and it's about 39 seconds long, and if you slide it that way, you get another one. If you slide it that way, you get another one. If you slide it that way, you get another one. If you slide it up, you get another one. And you're like, whoa, look at what's going on. Hold it. Did you know what I just told you? I know exactly how it works. Because I've done it. And I've heard the Holy Spirit say, what are you doing? Did you see that? I saw everything you just did. What are you doing? That was a big truck, Lord. I know. But right now, you need to get a big verse for tonight. What is he doing? He's keeping me in the center of the road. Stop wasting your valuable time. You're going to regret it in about 2 hours. Even Pastor, don't you realize how much fun some of those videos are? They're a blast. Have you ever found the ones that's all little Frenchy bulldog puppies?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my Lord Jesus. When you get into that one, if you get into that one, you're going to fall down and bump your head just trying to get out. And, look at that one. Look at that one. Look at those cute little puppies. And there's the little one going. But wait, it's not a sin. Now, I've seen some of them that would be a sin because they were just perverse in what they were doing. I didn't watch them. Move right on by that. Thank God you got a quick slide on it. But wait, it's not a sin to watch one. But how much time are you going to spend on it? Go back and look how much time you spend on it. If you're a YouTube guy, you got a video history of everything you've watched on YouTube. Go back and give yourself a revelation of exactly what it is you're watching. Because that history does not lie. Why are you saying it? Just as an example for you and me in our day, where the fear of the Lord will help you stay focused on what you got to get done in your day. Because this, as blessing as it is a huge distraction if you don't take control of it and you be in dominion of it rather than it being in dominion of you. And you won't ever, some of you are like me, there's none of that stuff stays on my phone. I get them stupid dating ads and all that stuff come to me. And as soon as it comes on Facebook, I spam that site. I didn't go to you. You brought to me. You're spam.
Amen.
Well, I don't want that in my site. I just want to talk with my friends and all y'all and reach people for Jesus. I keep my site clean. I don't get much spam. I stay clean. And if it looks like somebody says, hey, check who's in this video, never open that when it says check out who's in this video. Never open that. That's always spam. That's always spam. And as soon as you do, it's going to grab all your addresses and all your friends' names, and it's going to proliferate the same thing to every one of them. Well, Pastor, why would somebody do that? Because they're pervert, evil, nasty people. So don't go there. Wait. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Not my rules, because you're not getting them from me. If you go to hell by what you watch, you won't be able to point your finger at me and say it was his fault. I've taught you the fear of the Lord, and I've said this to you over and 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 over again. Why? Because I want the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of you, leading you. You don't need me around when you do that. Let's look at it in a verse of scripture. 1 John 2. First John 2:20 and 27. 2:20, 24, 27. 1 John 2:20, 24, 27. Keep it clean, free of garbage. You got to, Rebecca, because otherwise you're going to be spammed all the time.
Yeah.
All that stuff carries spam with it. Verse 20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. 24, therefore let that anointing abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. That's another one of those verses that says God wants to be one with you, you to be one with him. 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as that same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will abide in him. Now, what you got to see here is John's not teaching us we don't need any teachers. I know the Holy Ghost. I don't need anybody to teach me. Then why did Jesus give us the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher? If nobody needs to teach you, then why did he give you a teacher as a fivefold ministry gift? Because you need somebody to teach you. What this verse is talking about is you don't need me, the teacher, with you 24/7 to know how to walk out what it was we gave you. I'm preaching better than you're shouting amen, hallelujah, or the battle hymn of the Republic. There it is, hallelujah. Just took a little bit to get to me, Sonny, that's all. Now watch. Let's look at this again. The manifestation of the fear of the Lord will help you always keep all the commandments. The manifestation of the fear of the Lord will always help you keep all the commandments. What is the manifestation of the fear of the Lord? Obedience. The manifestation of the fear of the Lord is obedience. So the fear of the Lord and its manifestation is always going to cause you to obey all the commandments. Now watch. Remember this list he gave us? You will obey instantly. No matter what. The fear of the Lord will cause you to, number one, obey instantly. Well, no, it doesn't, Pastor, because I always sin a little bit. You better stop saying that, because that sin might keep you from the judgment seat of Christ and land you at the great white throne judgment.
I think you don't want to be there.
Well, Pastor, you don't have a verse on that. Well, I'm glad you asked me. 1 John chapter 3. Angel Collier's with us. So is a spammer. Hey, welcome, spammer. Glad to have you with us tonight. Pretty soon, your little spammy comment's going to go straight to hell where it belongs. And we declare in Jesus' mighty name that the love of God brings you to the understanding that the fear of the Lord is about to crush you to pieces. Find Jesus by the blood of a lamb, but don't get to stay here. Boom. There it is. Angel come in saying, my Lord, what's going on in this house? Just a manifestation of the fear of the Lord. Angel, watch this. 1 John 3:9. I could preach a whole message there, but I'll just grab a verse. Good to have you with us. Happy Valentine.
It is. Happy Valentine.
Yes, Rebecca, I was talking to you too.
Love you too.
Whoever
yes.
is born of God does not sin. Whoever is born of God does not sin. Let me see if I can read it a little different. Whoever is born of God does not sin. Whoever is born of God doesn't sin.
Amen.
Whoever is born of God doesn't sin. Why? For his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin because he's been born of God. Say it with me. I got a new nature.
Hallelujah.
The only thing that keeps letting you feel like you can sin and get away with it, no matter what it is that you've accepted a false doctrine on the love of God. Well, God loves me no matter what I do. God loves you, but he wrote this book, and everything in it he says that you go to hell for, you go to hell for, no matter whether you thought you was a Christian or not. Wait, listen, don't hang up. Watch. Let's go back to our original statement. If all you have is the judgment of God, the fear of God, you'll be a legalist. If all you have is the love of God, you'll be a lawless. You've got to have the fear of the Lord, and you've got to have the love of the Lord. Ready? Here's the manifestation of the fear of the Lord. What is it? Obedience. Number one, obey instantly. Because if you don't, it just takes you right off in the ditch. Next thing you know, you're condemned because of what you just did. Obey instantly and look that devil in the face and say, no, you're going to hell. I'm not. I'm staying on the road to heaven. And some of these things you're doing, you got to just call them a sin worthy of hell. I just vexed the Holy Spirit, because he doesn't leave you. The whole time you're in the ditch of hell, he's inside of you, experiencing hell with you, trying to get you back up on the road where the fear of the Lord is working in your life. What you just did was a sin. You know it's a sin. You know you're not supposed to. You got to get in here and get this fear of the Lord established in your life and get the doctrine of the seed of God is in me. You'll never sin against God again after that. All you're missing is doctrine. But you got to quit listening to the doctrine of the lawless ones. You got to start listening to the doctrine of the people that have balance between the love of the Lord and fear of the Lord. Number two, you'll obey when it doesn't make sense. That's an interesting one. You'll obey instantly. One, you'll obey when it doesn't make sense. Number two, you'll obey even if it hurts. Number three, you'll obey even if it hurts. When you have to look at a loved one and say, your mouth is about to destroy you, and they go away from you and don't ever come back, it doesn't matter. You still had to say the word that God gave you to say. But don't be mean. Don't be condemning. Don't be hateful. Say everything you say with love. But you know what happens when you don't speak the truth in love, and down the road 6 months, they're like, and you knew this? Yes, sir, I did. Why didn't you say something? Well, I was afraid to offend you. I guarantee you I'm offended. Do you see the hell I just lived through? I'm offended. Now, they not only had to live through the hell, now they're angry, and now they got to live through offense. But it would have been just as good for you and them had you just told them the truth. Dude, that's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. Get out of it. Number one, obey instantly. Number two, obey when it doesn't make sense. Number three, obey even when it hurts. Number four, obey when there is no benefit. Amen.
Yeah, no benefit to yourself. Yeah.
Obey when there's no benefit. And don't obey just because there is a benefit. Don't say something just because you think you can get something out of it. That's wicked. Amen. I'm preaching better than you being silent. And then, what am I on? Number five, one, two, three, four, five. Number five, obey to completion. I'll just use the simple process just using Facebook, and you're working. You belong to me. I own you. You just work, okay? It's real simple. I just click the button, and you work, and here we go. Now we're all happy. Did you see how happy? Did you see how easy it was to be happy right there? See if I can get this in under 200. 189 of 200. Okay, YouTube, I'll give it all to you, but it's not in its numerical order like I like it, but... there you go. And this one's going to Zoom. And this one is going to Facebook. Everybody pause. There you go, Facebook. Let's see if that made it through to you. All right. Now, Pastor, why are you making this so important? Well, if all we did was watch John Bevere preach good messages, you're just watchers. And what is a watcher ever going to get accomplished? The book of James says you got to get the word and then go do the word. Now, I know Brother John he's going wide open, and he gave you probably all the study he did for 3 years to create the book. He gave it to us in 12, 45-minute sessions, and I felt like he did pretty good. But did you notice there was a few times he was going like a hurricane, man?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Why? Because he had to get it all in. None of us want to be a judgmental person. Nobody does. And if you find yourself being one, then stop. Just stop. See, wait a minute. I got to stop myself. If this is really true, it's really the way I'm being, I got to stop. Because the only thing that's going to draw people to you Angel's talking Greek over here.
She is.
I love it. You think it's awesome? I should be able to say it. Hupakoi.
Hupakoi.
That's not how it's going to be.
Greek.
Hupaka. Okay. Hupakoi. It's Greek for get under the word and do. You've got to get under the word and do it. It's not about hearing it. Here and there, sitting, listening to a pastor, yakety yak, yak, yak. It's about hear it, put it inside, and then get up and go get something done, which is what we tell you to do all the time here. Get it, whatever God sends you, wherever your day sends you, get up, go make it happen, and take everything that we learned for you and get right out there and make it done, make it happen. Get right out there and make it happen. Now, I want to give you another verse. I said it right the first time. Hupakoi, thank you. I took Greek once, but it took me. And I like giving Greek words, but the bottom line is most important thing is that we get the revelation. Let's go to this set of verse. Romans, this will be our last verses. Romans 11, and we'll read verses 21 and 22, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Now, I want to say this one more time to you. For all of you that I sent the video about the insane fasting, remember, I should have changed the title of it to An Amazing Nutritionalist. I want you to watch this video of this man who's going to help you with the nutrition of your life. Of this video, he's not a Christian. He doesn't come at it from a Christian point of view. He's a cardiologist, and he gives you doctrine. He gives you a doctor's advice how to eat right. And he talks about using fasting to make it happen and lose weight and get off all medication. Right? What are you doing, Pastor? Throwing that in here. What's that got to do with this? Because if I can get you your spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless, you become this powerful force in the kingdom. Now, Romans chapter 11, verses 21 and 22. This is the Amplified. Watch what it said. For if God did not spare the natural branches, this is Israel. If God did not spare the natural branches, hold on just a second. I got this, and I'm going to post it for you guys. Because I'd like you to be able to read it right alongside of me. You're going to get this in right now. If God did not spare the natural branches because of unbelief, neither will he spare you if you are guilty of the same offense. That's a very interesting statement. If God did not spare the natural branches because of unbelief, then why is he going to spare you if you commit the same offense? Remember, we were grafted into the vine, a wild olive branch grafted into the vine. Now, verse number 22, I can't put it in YouTube because it's too long. Then note and appreciate the gracious kindness and the severity of God. Note and appreciate the gracious kindness and the severity of God. Severity to those who have fallen, but gracious kindness to you, provided you continue in his grace and abide in his kindness, otherwise you'll be cut off, pruned away. Well, Pastor, that's just mean. It's not mean. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. What do you and I have to do? We have to look at our life and say, okay, I got to get this right in my life. You might say, Pastor, I like it better when you preach doctrines of faith and we get up and run around, jump and shout. And I thought tonight was going to be fun and we were all going to be woo and everything. Well, I think so too. But this is such a powerful force in our Christian life. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is a very true doctrine. But once you're saved, you're not always saved forever, no matter what. You have to walk with God. And if you allow God to establish the fear of the Lord on the inside of you, when you start getting off the trail this way, he's going to bring you back this way. Start getting off the trail that way, he's going to bring you back this way. And the fear of the Lord's going to say, watch it. Don't go there. What are you doing? Hey. What? I heard Brother Keith say it one time. He said, I heard God say, Keith. And he said, when you hear your name the second time from God, just down on your face immediately and say, I'm guilty. I'm listening. Why? Because he's trying to stop you from something that you don't need to be into. Well, Pastor, you act like I'm a blatant sinner. Do you know too much Facebook is a sin? Watch this. I'll give you another one of those. This isn't a judgmental preacher face. This is the face that Christians make when you get on one of their shoes. It's what you do. Why? Well, Pastor, I use it to reach people. Do you? Or do you use it to waste your time and keep you from seeing the Bible? There ain't nobody that uses Facebook more than I do. I'm on Facebook 3.5 hours right here. Every single day. That's why you don't see a lot of posts from me out there. Why? I keep up with some of you guys, see what you're doing, and then we keep moving. Why? Because my place in the kingdom isn't to keep up with everybody. My place in the kingdom is to bring you the word of God and take this body of believers into where God's having us go in our lives. And you know what that means? That means everybody's, thank God, all y'all got some good things going and you got wonderful family. I love to see pictures. But if I spend 2.5 hours every day doing that, that's 2.5 hours I could have been in the Word getting us to the next level where God wants us and all of us get promoted to a new level.
Amen.
So if you say, wow, Pastor never comes by and reads my post, I just want you to know I'm probably scanning. And if I don't scan and you don't hear anything from me, let's just go ahead and say he's studying. Because I got to get us to where we got to go. Glad you made me your friend. I enjoy being your friend. Every now and then I'll go through the news feed for about 5 minutes, 7 minutes, but I go through fast. Why? I've only got a few people that I really actually got to see what they're saying. And there's some people I've tried to reach and they just keep going the other way. And so I have to just say, well, glad you're my friend. I see you. And every now and then I'll stop by and say hi. Why are you saying this to us, Pastor? Because in the day we live, we got to use what we have and win people to Jesus. But you got to let the Holy Spirit help you know how to do that so you're not taking all your Bible study time where you're growing faith in God and giving it to an app just to create friendships. There's nothing wrong with friendships. Am I making sense by this? Not trying to be hard at all. But if you have 1,000 friends and a number 3 on the faith zone, but you got 1,000 friends, you're out of balance. Because faith is what moves the mountain. Faith is what causes you to overcome sin, not 1,000 friends. 1,000 friends are the big old bunch of yakety, yak, yak, yak. And they're all good. They're all wonderful. They're great people. We love them. Glory be to God. What do I got? I don't know. What I got like 1,800 friends on Facebook now. Glad all y'all are there. Thank you. Come by and see me. Drop me a message every now and then. Post something. Make sure it's clean and it's godly. But the Holy Spirit's got to be your guide, because I'm not going to be there saying, little sheepy, you've got too much Facebook time. I'll never do that, ever. The Holy Spirit of God who lives on the inside of you is saying it every day. Hello? Hey, study the Bible. Be like Samuel. Eli, did you say something? No, that was the Holy Spirit saying it to you. Amen. Thank you. Angel, thank you for saying that. That makes me happy to hear that I'm not the only one on this. Because, you got to think about it. In this social day we're in, we got to use these social sites to reach everybody we can reach. But if that's all we do in a day, man, all of a sudden you stay in your house for days and never even leave the house. Never even go get fresh air or sunshine. You never use your leg muscles or anything. And that's not God. God needs you out moving, going, doing, helping, being. Well, I don't have enough strength to do that, Pastor. Then listen to the video I'm talking to you about with this doctor. And if I didn't send it to you yet, then message me and say, Pastor, I need that doctor talking to me about my nutrition. I'm going to get you off all your meds. No heart attacks, no insulin, no high blood pressure, and live a healthy life. And he's a doctor. He's a cardiologist with nutritional wisdom of how to eat. It's so amazing.
It is.
Paul said, I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And God just said to the Apostle Paul, if you do the same thing that Israel did to be cut off, Israel got cut out of their own vine. This certain part, Israel had to be grafted back into their own vine because they got cut off. Why? Because no sin enters heaven. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But I'm a Christian. Not if you're sinning. Hey, listen to this preacher no more. Please come back, because I got a whole series of messages that will help you see the truth in that with no judgment. I'm not judging you. Pastor, haven't you ever had anything you're trying to get over? Yeah. Religion. That long, bony finger of condemnation. You kind of got to loosen all your muscles in your cheeks so they can shake. Watch.
No, we don't want to look at no. That.
Pastor, just be you. Are you kidding me, man? I send that sin of religion so much, that's going to cost me harvest after harvest after harvest in my life. Did you really just say that, Pastor? Yeah. I already know on Judgment Day, huge harvest in some people's lives I'm supposed to have, but I couldn't get past being religious. And I would come home and the Holy Spirit would say, there you went again. I'm like, my God, forgive me. He's like, you're sinning. Stop. The pastor didn't keep you from getting here. Would have had I not just said, I sever your ties. But I didn't get there because of somebody pointing a finger. I got there because I studied the word and got his word hidden in my heart. And once his word's in your heart, it pushes all the garbage out. And then you never, ever sin again. You have a new nature. Why would you sin? You have the nature of Christ. Christ didn't sin. Why would you sin? Because I have one of those sins you didn't have, Pastor. No, it's not. Sin is sin. According to Jesus' law, whether you commit the big one or the little one, you sin. They're like, we never murdered anybody. And he said, no, but when you tithed your mint, you missed a leaf. I gotcha. Right now, as we're going through the book of Leviticus, God's going to show the children of Israel 613 laws and then tell them, you ain't going to keep them.
You need a savior.
After I got the savior. Now you got to get the fact that that seed causes you to never sin again. And what's the seed? Jesus' righteousness living in you. You didn't just get born again. What's up? I got born again. I was there. I know. That was one step. Your next one is to get his righteousness infused in you, because as soon as you do, you never sin again. I don't even know what that means, Pastor. I know. I had pastored for 20 years and looked the preacher straight in the eye and said, I don't know what you mean by that statement. He stopped, looked at me, folded his arms. He said, you've been a preacher for 20 years. What do you mean you don't know that? I'm like, talk's cheap, dude. You've been here and preached in my church 3 times a year. How come you haven't said something? Well, I didn't want to be to blame. I passed the buck to him. He's like, sit down. We sat down in the front pew. In 5 minutes, he explained it to me. And my whole world of fighting the sin of religion, phew, I got it. I got it. Because the righteousness of faith sees you receive Jesus' righteousness. Just like you receive Jesus' blood. Just like you receive the Holy Spirit. 3 gifts that God gives you when you get born again. And what happens? You're born again. Your new nature. You got a new nature. It's a nature that never existed before. You're brand new. You're new. That means the old is gone. You're new. You got his righteousness. Your righteousness will fail every day of your life, because your righteousness can never reach God. Never. You're scaring me, Pastor. No, I'm giving you the word. It's supposed to put faith in you. His righteousness, receive it as a gift right now. Just do it. I receive your righteousness.
Jesus.
Wait, you ready? Put it in. Lock it. Pull the little lever down. Now you got it locked in place. From now on, quit trying to use your righteousness. His fails you. Use his. I got all of Jesus' righteousness in that 1 5-second situation of locking it in. Yep. All of it. Well, I didn't do anything for it. You didn't do anything to get saved. What did you do to receive the Holy Spirit? Well, Pastor, I got to do something or it's not right. Well, then you're not saved either, are you? because you didn't do anything to get saved, you received. I love this doctrine. Why? Because it takes it all out of everybody's hands. That's why Paul said, it's not of works, lest any man can boast. Yay, I didn't miss it.
Hi, Harmony.
Harmony Leanne Ford, I'd like to introduce you to another sister of ours, Sister Angel Collier, Alan Angel, and Paige the Well. God bless them. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We sure do love you. I'm going to say it again. You did not get saved from anything you did of yourself, because if you did, you're going to boast about it. And Paul said, it's not of works, lest any man should boast. So what is it? It's about receiving a gift. And you received the gift of salvation, of redemption, of reconciliation. It's in our communion statement every night. You received that free gift. Now watch. You also, at the same time, receive Jesus' righteousness. All of it. His was perfect. Yours, impossible to reach perfection. Receive his. Function in his righteousness. You should be getting a revelation like, wait, if I just received all of Jesus' righteousness and he didn't sin, then that means I will never have to sin. You got it. But every time you go, I'm doing it. I will never sin again. Yes, you will. Because that is, there's no spiritual power in I'll never sin again, never sin again, never sin again. There's no ability to overcome sin with that statement. The only way you overcome sin is you grab Jesus' righteousness, and his righteousness pulverizes sin for you, and you never have to sin again because Jesus didn't sin. And you are living in his righteousness. Pastor? Can you give me some verses? Yep. You ready? Write them down. Romans chapter 4 and Romans chapter 5. If you want me to, I'll send it to you in an audio. I got an audio of me reading Romans 4 and Romans 5. Listen to it. Even more than listen to tonight's message over and over, listen to Romans chapter 4 and Romans chapter 5 over and over and over and over until all of a sudden you hear yourself, you're starting to speak it with me. Because in Romans chapter 5, five times he tells you it's a free gift. And when you get it, that righteousness is a free gift from Jesus, you're not going to fight sin. Why? The fear of the Lord is going to keep you out of it. You're acting in your own strength. Hold it. It's his gift. And you don't sin. I just read it to you in 1 John chapter 3. You won't sin. His nature's in you. Man, Pastor, I've been wondering why I'm still fighting sin. Because you're trying to do it in your own strength. Nobody ready for this? Not one Christian on the face of the earth who ever beat sin did it in his own strength. Amen. You didn't quit smoking because you started eating hard candy. You quit smoking because you realized it was a sin and said, God, I need your help. And all of a sudden, after all of your work of getting rid of cigarettes, bam, he sets you free. Why? Because you reach out and you receive his righteousness. Why is this so hard? Because nobody's taught it. Nobody's taught this.
It's new, but it will get in you.
That's why I made Romans 4 and Romans 5 in an audio so you can just listen to it. Let the word of God go in your ears, down in your heart, become mighty, become flesh. The word becomes flesh, and it dwells among you, and it's going to come out of you all of a sudden. The light's going to go on in your mental capabilities. The light's going to go on inside your spirit, Your spirit's already in perfect tune with God Almighty. It's your soul and it's your body that's trying to get the best of you, and you tell them to shut up every day of your life. This is pretty good. All from a couple thoughts from Brother John Bevere. You got to have the fear of the Lord, and you got to have the love of the Lord. And it's the fear keeps you out of wickedness. The love keeps you out of legalism and religiosity. It's the most beautiful picture of the balance of the Lord. You don't ever have to point your finger at somebody and say, you wicked sinner. Every one of you that's fighting sin right now tonight, and you're looking at me saying, I don't know if I'm ever going to listen to this preacher again. Please come back and listen. I'll never judge you about anything that's going on in your life. I'm just going to keep looking you in the eye and saying, you don't have to sin. But you got to get the word. You can't get, you're not going to get there by your efforts. Like, all right, everybody focus, right? You got big focus meetings. I've been in them. Everybody ready? Just get focused. Like, make a quality decision right now. Useless. There's no verse that says a quality decision overcomes sin. But the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus as a free gift, it says it five times in the book of Romans chapter 5, that it's a free gift that you receive.
Amen.
I love it. Every time I preach this, people get free. They're like, man, I'm getting this. It don't seem to make a lick of sense, but I'm getting it. You are. Why? Because I'm teaching you the straight up word of God. I don't have no doctrinal book in my hand. Well, you know, Brother So-and-so said back in 1873, don't you really believe that one? If you haven't grown since Brother So-and-so of 1873, a long ways past where he was, you're going to be bound to what he was bound by in 1873. God bless Charles Wesley. God bless Keswick. God bless Armenian. God bless all y'all great revivalists. But we've grown since you were teaching us. Because if we don't grow, we go backwards. Thank God for Lester Summerall. Thank God for Oral Roberts, Kenneth E. Hagin, every one of the great men, Fred Price, another giant in the faith, gone on to heaven. T.L. Osborne's been in heaven now. Dr. Charles Capps in heaven. You know, all these great giants of the faith that are now in heaven. Guess what? If we don't go farther than they went, then they're going to smack us right in our ugly heads when we walk through the gate. Because we better take what they taught us and go to the next level in God. If I sounded confusing to you tonight, go back and listen to it again. If any night you're confused by what I say, please send me an email. Send me a text. Send me a message and say, Pastor, that didn't make any sense to me. Then I'll send you back and we'll grab another video, and that video will help you get the foundation so this makes sense. This message I just taught you in the last 15 minutes is worth this whole time of sitting here tonight, because it strips the enemy of any power. Because he's trying to say, see, you failed.
Yeah.
See, you didn't make it. See, you failed. Pastor's perfect. You're not. Pastor ain't perfect. Pastor received Jesus' work. Pastor was fought it for 20 years trying to find that perfection. Religion and religiosity was stomping the snot out of me. But when Brother Kim Wetland looked at me and said, what? In 5 minutes, I was up jumping and shouting and dancing. Why? Because I got the picture. I got the reality. I got the revelation. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Should we be done?
Probably your people are going to start going to bed on you.
Angel Collier, it's so good to have you.
It is.
Harmony Leanne Ford, it's so good to have you. So good to have all you. Sister Sunday. I didn't see everybody else, but Brother Roger. Sophie, yeah. Hi, Sophie. Good to have you. Oh, Vamala's with us.
Hi, Vamala.
It's good to have you guys with us. Sister Rebecca. Richard Winslow was with us. Richard Winslow, come on down. Brother Roger Yellowbelt's here. I love it. Harmony Leanne Ford is watching. Amen, Sunday Geyser. Look at there. Sam Kyla was even on for a couple minutes there. You love that? Let's close our, let's close this time with prayer with a confession. Everybody say this with me. Jesus, not only have I received redemption.
Not only have I received redemption.
From all my sins.
From all my sins.
But also your righteousness.
But also your righteousness, Lord.
Obliterating every sin of my life.
Obliterating every sin from my life.
And I receive it.
And I receive it.
I receive you, Jesus.
I receive you.
And all of the work you did for me.
And all of the work you did for me.
Right here, right now.
Right here and right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus'
name. Amen and amen and amen.
And amen.
I love what we do here. I really do. I love how God continually takes us to the next level. Now it's time for communion. I don't, Brother Roger has not been here tonight saying three more hours, but I just...
Hey, did he get kicked off again in the middle of the program?
I just dodged that three-hour statement because I saw it myself even without him saying it. So if you want to hang around at the end, we'll be on Zoom, and I can see you all night over there. Well, except for a half an hour of read the word. Amen, Harmony. Here's the truth. We all needed to hear it, even me.
Yeah, we all need to be reminded regularly.
Because there's no sin gets to be resident in the life of a believer. If it is, you just don't understand the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because there's no verse in the Bible where Jesus said, you're going to sin, but not a lot, just the little ones. There's no verse. He came to free you from sin.
Amen.
Free. Free from sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he blessed it and broke it, he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we. In this world, right now, today, in Jesus' mighty name. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. And there's no reason to have any fear in the communion element either. Verse 27 says, if you take it, whoever drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty. What is unworthy? You didn't examine your heart and make your declaration, I need you, Lord. Because if you sin, you run to the communion elements not from them. If you sin, you run to the presence of God, not away from it. Well, let that soak in a minute. Pastor, but they said if I sin, stay away from the church building even on the day we take communion. Isn't it something what the spirit of religion has done in the churches of Jesus Christ? Yay, yay. I'll be like the Pentecostals. I'll prophesy. Yay, yay, and thus saith the Lord, even the Pentecostal churches and charismaniacs. They listened to the spirit of religion that said, if you sin, don't come near church when we're having communion.
Oh, no.
I'll prophesy again. Yay, yay, thus saith the Lord. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Pastor, this is communion. Why would you talk like that? Because I'm going to pulverize that demon every time it sticks its head up, and it's obviously somebody is watching this program tonight somewhere. We don't see it, and you've been destroyed by the spirit of religion telling you to stay away from communion when you sin, when it's the very answer that you need. God made Jesus suffer in his body and take the stripes for all your sin and sickness. And when you're in sin or sick, you can't have communion? I just had a bunch of biker words try to come out. No, that's not God saying those words. That is the devil speaking through a preacher's mouth. That's the spirit of religion. If you're a pastor and you're listening in tonight, stop it. You'll be judged. They've got to learn to run to the blood. He's the advocate for us, not run from it. Man, that's strong. Whoever you are, do not be judged. I love you, but this is serious. When you sin, don't run from our Father. Run to his open arms and say, Father, I have sinned. And what will he say? I got a robe of righteousness. I got a ring, signet ring, with some shoes on his feet. This is my boy. He's here. Pastor, I'm sinning the same sin every day. Well, you better give the communion every day. But isn't that wrong? What, you can wear the blood of Jesus out? No. No. What you got to get is the revelation of the word. Because the revelation of the word will cause you not to sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I won't sin against you. Don't worry. Every night in communion, I don't preach this long. But I can tell I'm helping somebody right now. And I got to help you. Communion is your answer. It's not your problem. The spirit of religion run by a demon is the problem. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. If a man sins, he has an advocate with Jesus Christ the righteous. What? You get to pray to Jesus but not receive his broken body and his blood? See, when a man of God like me does, all of a sudden it doesn't even make sense why they're saying that. It doesn't even make sense. Well, no, Pastor, they can quote John, 1 John 2:1. Well, then why can't they have communion? Well, you know, Pastor, and there goes the religious spirit's voice. This is your answer, not your problem.
Amen.
This is the answer. Pray a prayer of examination, verse 28. And you'll be ready to receive the communion elements no matter who you are, no matter where you are on the face of this earth. You'll be ready according to God's holy word. May not be that denominational book, but that denominational book you won't be judged by in heaven. You're going to be judged by this one. I just gave you about 20 hours of study in about 8 minutes. Pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
In every way.
In every way.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
life. And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
No matter how many times you've said it, say this. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
I've been saved since I was 12, and I just got another baptism of Jesus coming in my life right now. Keep praying. Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash it with your blood.
Wash it with your blood.
I receive your righteousness.
I receive your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
life.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Welcome to the family of God. Did you receive him? Yeah, I did, Pastor. Did you experience it? I've been born again since 12 years old. I'm 59. That's 47 years. When I just said that leading you, I felt it go all over me. Why? Because you didn't get a religion. You didn't get a denomination. You didn't get a church building. You didn't get a pastor. You got Jesus Christ the righteous just filled you. You went from darkness to light right there. You should have experienced it. You went from fear to faith right there. Why? Because you had fear because of sin. And now the author and finisher of our faith fills you. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. Your sin, you can't beat it. None of us could. I tried. Billy Graham never got where he got because he did something righteous. He got there because he received Jesus' righteousness. Your name was just written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And everything that heaven has available for you is yours. What you got to do is walk with the Father every day of your life. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, help me walk with you.
Jesus, help me walk with you every day.
Can you pray that every day of your life? Yeah, you can. And he's in you, helping you from the inside out. You put my email address and website in there so you can contact me. You might not have a pastor right now and say, Pastor, I don't even know what to do. Help me know what to do. You shoot me an email and I will. I got over 600 videos that will help you walk with God. Already done, already made. And they're real, just like tonight. Just us talking real. And they cover every subject, every topic of the Christian life to a very in-depth point in every one of them. And they'll help you make it in the kingdom. Shoot me an email. I'll never spam you. I don't do that. I don't like spam, so I don't sow spam. Because can you imagine if God saw us sowing spam and he gave us a 100-fold return?
Oh, my goodness.
The only thing you could do then is buy a big old 5 dozen box of eggs and just eat spam and eggs, spam and eggs, spam and eggs. That was a good joke, but anyways. You ready? Get you some grape juice and some bread and receive these communion elements with us. Ready? Pray it with me. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and
in
my
mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Lord.
From your body, Lord.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That you endured the cross, despised the shame. Thank you. Now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become
and
new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne of grace. Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and
Jesus.
The word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
It cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Sing this with me. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it pulls to the lowly. The blood gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Glory be to God. Well, tonight's a good night. My goodness, did we get a long ways. Those of you that are with us and you're a part of our ministry and our partnership, you're welcome to join us on Zoom after we're finished here. We always have a few more words we conversate about, just kind of building, taking what we're doing and building it down inside of us. And then we want to remind you that all of our messages are available on Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio all at the same time. If you would like to hear this same message in Blog Talk Radio, or it's just audio, you're going to be driving down the road, you can get your phone hooked up to your speakers. I encourage you to get the Blog Talk Radio link from us. And it's right there. Every message we've ever preached in the, well, not every, because there was a period of time we weren't on Blog Talk Radio downtown in the park. But most of our messages are there. And you'll be able to listen to exactly the same audio of what we're going on right here, right now. And it'll be a blessing to you. And YouTube will be there. If you're listening to the YouTube, studying the YouTube again, put some timestamps in. That's just as simple as you're listening to me make a statement. You're like, pause. Wow, that was powerful, Pastor. Well, when you pause it, look up at that timestamp. Write it in a comment. Said, Pastor just said faith without works is dead. 01, and then it'll say :42. And you'll put a timestamp in. Anybody else that shows up can get the same timestamp. And man, does it ever create a powerful force in the kingdom. Harmony, he is going into a lot of spiritual warfare. It's bad. All right. Well, make sure you message me when we're finished here. And we'll get something over to him. You gave me a really amazing idea when you asked the question a minute ago as we were praying and singing. So, you know what? Let's make this happen in Jesus' mighty name. Let's make it happen. It's going to be a good thing. We'll help you right now. Keep praying for us this year because God's taking the community of faith to a completely whole new level. And I can see the picture. Now we got to get the vision, put it on a piece of paper, and begin to speak it so we can all go to a new level in Him. If you're somebody that's looking for a good church, stop. You found it. Here we are. You can tithe, you can give, you can sow, you can learn to preach, pray, prophesy, and everything else right here and help us get this work accomplished. I need lots of help to get the work done that we're doing. And your gift will come alive if you'll just let God use it the way He wants to use it. If you're going to be your own king and your own Lord and your own Savior, you're probably going to have a little bit of trouble until you finally say, okay, Jesus, what do you want me to do? I'll do it your way. Until we see you again, I got to get done because if not, I'll just keep going. Until we see you again. Brother Roger, Yellow Belt, we miss you. Not sure what happened, but y'all come on back now. You hear, Roger? Roger would say, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. And just for Sister Phyllis's sake, who's on a cruise somewhere, Jude 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen and amen. Till we see you again, remember this, what we say every time we come here. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. It's the Zoomers left. Check it out, man. Watch this. 6 YouTube viewers. The average YouTube viewer watched 40 minutes and 24 seconds. Over 4 hours of YouTube video was watched right there in that program. Glory, hallelujah to the newborn king. All right. If nobody's got nothing to say, we'll keep moving. The 90-second lady's got something to say, but she don't scare me no more.
Did you see Harmony's comments that she needs videos first?
I spoke to it there at the end.
Okay.
All right. Love you, Dan. Love you, Mary. Till we see you again. We sure do love you.
Have a good night, guys.
Blog Talk Radio, thank you for being the solid foundation you are. Till we see you again, share this with everybody you know. God, you blessed. Let's get it in. Let's get it in every nation of the world in Jesus' mighty name.